him honor that's due unto his name. And what a mighty God that we serve. We cannot do anything without him. We must have him in the center of our hearts and our lives. And there will be times that you and I will go through some rocky places. We'll go through some valleys, but I want you to know God is with you in those valleys as well as he's with you on the mountaintops. And there'll be times that you will struggle, but guess what? You will not struggle alone. God will be with you, he will sustain you, and he will take care of you and provide for you. As David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have I ever seen them begging for bread. God will take care of his own, folks. And I want you to know there is great dividends when you serve God and when you allow the Lord Jesus Christ and you are to be used of him and you allow yourself to be used of the Lord, he will take care of his own. A lot of times we feel like it's the same old, I'm going through the same old. Well, God sees the same old, but he's going to take care of you through the things that you go through in life. And guess what? He said he wouldn't put no more on us than we can bear, but make a way of an escape. And I've heard people say, well, Pastor, how much more can this person take? I want you to know today, God knows exactly what he is doing. There's no surprise unto the Lord. Even when things hit you in the face, it was not a surprise to God. God knew all about what was about to take place. God knows exactly what's taking place. And he also knows the future of you coming out of what's taking place. So if God will bring you in it, he's going to bring you out of it. Let me say it again. If God's going to bring you through it, God's going to bring you out of it. And God will sustain and take care of you today. If you have your Bibles today, hold them up high. It's the sword of the Spirit. We're going to look here in the Old Testament. Go with me to Psalms 72 and 18. We want to look at this passage of Scripture today. Psalms 72 and 18 from the Old Testament. And I want to give you a little bit of a chance to get there in the Word. And we're going to move around a little bit today. And Psalms 72 and 18, it is good that those that are watching us live. And again, my prayer is there's something I can say something to you and your family to encourage you along the way as we get into God's Word today. Psalms 72 and 18. And when you get there in the Old Testament, say amen. All right, you are already there. Let's look at this passage here today. The title of my message today is God is good all the time. God is good all the time. And some will say, and all the time God is good. And that is correct. And we're going to look at this today. Because God is good all the time. It doesn't matter what your circumstance is. It doesn't matter what your situation is. You've heard me say it, and I'll say it again. It does not change our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be going through cancer. You may be going through an ailment. You may be dealing with some issues, but I want you to know that does not change your relationship with the Lord. Your relationship does not get old. It does not get rusty. It'll be at times that you'll feel like just throwing in the towel and just quitting on God, but don't quit on God because God is good all the time. And I want you to see this today. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. Psalm 72 and 18. Who only does wondrous things. Let me say it again. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Who only does wondrous things. You've heard me say it, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has in store for those that love Him, that's called according to His purpose. So I want you to know today, don't try to figure out God because you can't figure Him out. Because how unsearchable are His ways, they are far past finding. And just when you think you figured it out, you've got it wrong, because God is a God and an all-knowing God, but He knows exactly what's best for you because He's Abba Father. He is Daddy. He sees exactly what you're going through, and He knows best because He has wondrous things for you and I today. He has set forth. His step has moved forward. Your steps are ordered by God. There's nothing that God cannot do. There's nothing that God cannot do because He will be with you every step of the day. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. We have questions about the goodness of God sometimes. If God is good, why do we have wars, Pastor? If God is so good, why does He allow natural disasters to take place? Pastor, if God is so good, why do children die? We don't know all the answers to life's questions, but the Lord's ways are higher than our ways. Your ways are not God's ways. God's ways are not your ways. Isaiah 55 and 8 says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." We're not at His level. He is not at our level. It's a level that we can't understand, but the only way God understands you and understands me is through the Lord Jesus Christ, because He sent His one and only Son to bring the ultimate sacrifice, that the sacrifice may be brought, that you may be able to come before God Almighty through the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And when we look to the cross, we see the blood that was shed upon Calvary's cross. We see the nail prints of our Lord and Savior when He arose on the third day. When Thomas began to doubt what Jesus was, He says, "Here I am, Thomas, feel of me. See the nail prints. See the side. Know that I am resurrected and that I am to redeem you and bring life to you more abundantly." Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is limited. It is limited. God's knowledge is unlimited. It is unlimited. You can only think so much. You can only go so much. You can only see so much. You can only do so much. But when the Lord Jesus Christ comes into your heart and life, and when the Holy Spirit begins to move in your life, then when the Spirit begins to move, that's when God begins to open up a little bit, and therefore you're able to handle it, because it's the Holy Spirit that's moving through you. He's not just moving through flesh, but He's moving by the Spirit, in the Spirit, and through the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit, you talk in the Spirit, and know that it's strictly from God Almighty. Listen, Isaiah 55 and 9 says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways." When we look at this, sometimes we just look at our walk with God that we're in a small box. We're in a small capacity. We look at ourselves and it looks so big because of everything that's around us. And we begin to scratch our head. We begin to wonder, what's going on, God? Why am I going through this? Why am I dealing with this? And God clearly lets us know, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. So what do we need to do? We've got to get connected with the Lord Jesus Christ. If we drifted away, we've got to come back and reunite ourselves in the bond of love. Come back to the cross and set before the cross and say, Lord Jesus, change my mind, change my heart, change my ways. David said, if they be any wicked way, Lord, change me, Lord. Know my thoughts, know my motivations, know what I'm trying to do. And then that's when God begins to bring knowledge to us. That's when His ways begin to line up, because He sees the heart that we're trying to move and change and renew our way of thinking. The Apostle Paul says, be you transformed by the renewing of your minds. I was just preaching over at Westside last Sunday night, and I was talking about how that our minds have to be renewed. We have to be renewed. Dr. Phil said many, many years ago on his show, when people would come home, he would say when they were acting crazy, he said, well, that's just stinking thinking, because you're not thinking right. And there are times in our life that we're not thinking right, and it becomes stinking thinking. But when we begin to realize where we're at, and we realize we can't go on any further, we can't move out any further, because we're walking in the flesh, and anytime when we walk in the flesh, we're walking in danger. Because God does not want us to walk in the flesh. He wants us to walk in the Spirit. He's wanting us to speak in the Spirit. He's wanting us to communicate with Him day in and day out. And if we're all in the flesh, walking in the flesh, it becomes carnality. And when it becomes carnal-minded, we can't connect with God. So we don't know His ways. We don't understand His wisdom. We don't understand His knowledge. Because guess what? God can't see the carnality, but He sees the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore we come to God through Jesus Christ because of what was paid on Calvary's cross. Give God praise in the house today. For He says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts than your thoughts. We may not know everything about God, but we know He is good. And we know that He is good all the time. How do we know God is good? My first point today is this: we know God is good because of who He is. We know that God is good because of who He is, not what He does. A lot of times we look at God on what He can do for me. Well, God, what can you do? If I do something for you, God, will you do something for me? It's almost like when we give money, when we pay our tithes and our offerings, we think, well, God, if I give you this money, I want something back in return. Well, Lord, if I give my tithes to this church, I want something back in return. Listen, God's already done giving you back in return. He's giving you life more abundantly. First, He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, that died on a cross over 2,000 years ago, that you could miss a place called hell and make heaven your home. He's already paid the price for that. And therefore, you must glorify God in your bodies to say, thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. You've already blessed me. But we get in the mentality that, God, what are you going to do for me? Listen, we know God is good because who He is. God is holy, period. God is holy. Now, whether you elect to be holy or whether you elect not to be holy, that does not change God, because He is holy. He is holy, period. And it's for us, with our carnal minds, it is with us of the flesh, we have to begin to align ourselves up with God. And you will say, well, Pastor, how can you line yourself up with God? You line yourself up with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God sees you and I through His Son, and His Son only. Isaiah 6 and 1, listen to this. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of His robe filled the temple, and above it stood seraphims. Each one had six wings. With the two He covered His face, with two He covered His feet, and with two He flew. And one cried to another, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of His glory." And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Verse 5, "And so I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Verse 6, "And then one of the seraphims flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged." Verse 8, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." God is not going to send you out and doing the work that He has called us to do until you have come under the subjection of the Lord Jesus Christ, till you've come under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, until you have come under holiness and allowed holiness to take place in your life to do a work for God. God does not want you to walk in the flesh, but He wants you to walk in the Spirit. And Isaiah, hallelujah, he was a prophet, but he still didn't quite have it right. He had a mouth on him that wasn't quite right. But guess what? God began to sanctify his mouth and begin to touch his mouth. And then when God touched him, that's when God said, "Who will go for me?" That's the same way that God does today. When we begin to line ourselves up with the Holy Spirit, that's when God begins to select. He elects and sends us out. Who will go for me, and who will do the work that I have called? That's when God becomes God in our lives. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just because you do things right, just because in your eyes you think everything is all right, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and we're getting so wrapped up in the things that we're doing, but God is clearly saying, as He looks on man's heart, He sees people will judge you up and down and tell you what you're not and what you need to be. But guess what? God sees the intent of a heart of a man or a heart of a woman, of a child. He sees, and guess what? He begins to move and have His way, because He's wanting somebody to step in the gap. He's wanting somebody to step up to the plate and begin to do the work that God has called you and I to do. Hallelujah. Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah had a vision of God's holiness. The creatures of heaven cried out to God's holiness. John even confirmed Isaiah's vision of God's holiness, as we see that in Revelations, the 5th chapter. Holiness and evil cannot coexist. Let me say it again. holiness and evil cannot coexist. Since God is holy, He is good. We can be sure then that God is good all the time. My second point today, we know God is good because of what He has done. Not because of who He is, but now because of what He has done. The goodness of God is even revealed in creation. We see that in Genesis 1. God confirms the goodness of creation. Genesis 1 and 10, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters He called seas, and God saw that it was good. Genesis 1 and 12, and the earth brought forth grass and the herbs that yielded seed according to its kind, and the tree that yielded fruit whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God is good all the time. Genesis 1 and 18, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. Genesis 1 and 21, so God created great seas, creatures, and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abound according to that kind, and every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. And Genesis 1 and 25, and God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Even the heavens declare His goodness and glory. The Bible lets us know that if we don't give Him praise, we don't give Him glory, we don't give Him honor, the Bible says the rocks will cry out. Somehow God is going to get praise. Whether you praise Him or not, God is going to get praise and glory and honor. And what we need to do is to begin to praise our God in the bad times, in the valleys. We give Him praise because He is the one that's going to save our hearts and lives. Give God praise in the house today. Psalms 19 and 1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens even declare the glory of God. Whether you want to worship God, whether you want to acknowledge Him tomorrow, whether you want to acknowledge Him now, there are angels in heaven, and those that have gone before us is giving God praise 24/7, 365 days out of the year. And I need to say all that so you'll begin to understand. They don't stop praising God, but they praise Him. Listen, we praise Him even in the bad. Why? Because Jesus says, yoke up with me, my yoke is easy. Yoke up with me and I will take care of you. Yoke up with me and I'll take you through, because I want you to know how good I am to you. Listen, the goodness of God is revealed in redemption. He has redeemed His loving kindness to you and I today. He has given His all so that you can give your all for the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, Romans 5 and 8 says this, and I'm getting closer to my closing. Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrated His own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, while your mind was not on God, while your mind was on the world and you didn't have a relationship with God, Christ died for you and His mind. He had you on His mind when you didn't have your mind on Him. That's the love of God. That's the love that you and I will never be able to understand, nor will we be able to fathom the love of God. That's how much He loves this world. He loves this world. He did not come to condemn. Listen to me. He did not come to condemn the world, but He came to save the world, which is lost. You are lost if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life. But He said this, much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. For if we, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by, not your life, not by somebody else's life, but by His life. And not only that, but we also rejoice. This is why God is good. In God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Therefore, verse 12. Just as though one man's sin entered the world, death through sin, and thus death spreads to all men, because all sinned. For unto the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had no sin, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of Him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense may die, much more that the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offense results in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned, through the one much those who received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in the life through the one, Jesus Christ. Pastor, what are you saying? There's no other way, folks. There's no other way. He loves us unconditionally, and all He's asking us is to fully surrender to His Lordship. He's asking us to fully surrender. It's not for us to pick and choose what we want of God or what we want of Jesus. It's not for us to pick and choose a way I want to serve Him, the way I want to love on Him, the way I want of this, the way it is not. It is for us to fully surrender to His Lordship and say, Lord, You are Lord of all. If You're not Lord of all, You're not Lord at all, because He is holy. He is a holy God. He is a righteous God. He is a God that loves us and a God that's wanting us to serve Him and surrender to Him fully under His Lordship. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. He loves us and has provided for our salvation. Sinners can be saved because of God's love. This is God's wondrous work of redemption. Third, I promise you, I'm in my closing here. The goodness of God is revealed in what He is doing now. What He's doing now. He's not a God of yesterday. He's not a God of last year. He's not a God of 20 years ago. He is a God of today. He is a God of today. The goodness of God is revealed in what He's doing now. God is doing wondrous things. But a lot of times we may not see it because we're walking in carnality. A lot of times we don't see the goodness of God because we're walking as evil others. And I want you to know today, folks, we've got to come out, set ourselves separate. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. Hear me today. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. Listen, God loves every sinner. And He wants them to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. But if we're living like sinners, then how are they going to know the difference? How are they going to know the difference if we're living like everybody else? How are they going to know the difference? How are you going to be able to witness? How are you going to be able to bring your testimony if you're living like everybody else? Because when you try, they're going to look at you and say, well, you're no better than me. Well, who are you to tell me? Look at your life. You see, and guess what? That brings a reflection against us. And we need to let the world know that we love them, but we're not of the world. We may be in the world, but listen, we want you to know the same God that changed me, the same God that has moved upon me, the same God that has caused me to be what I need to be, is the same God that can do for you. Listen, there has to be a change. Listen, God is doing wondrous things. He is saving all who come to Him in faith. Romans 5:1, therefore, have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is receiving all who will receive Him. Let me say it again. He is receiving all who will receive Him. John 6:37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the ones who come to me, I will by no means cast you away. I'll by no means take you away or put you away, but I'll receive you unto myself. He is causing all things to work together for good to those who love Him. He is working in their lives with a wonderful plan in mind. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. He's moving circumstances to make them like Jesus. Romans 8:29, for whom He foreknew, and He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. He is moving nations into theirs as prophesied, place to fulfill prophecy. In my closing today, everything God does is wonderful. Everything that God does is wonderful. God wants to do wonderful things in your life. But a lot of times you will hold Him to keep Him from doing good things in your life. God is not a God with a billy bat. I've said it and I will say it again. God is not a God with a billy bat in the heavens trying to get ready to beat you down, to make you serve Him, to make you love Him. He's not going to do that. He's given you a free choice. You are a free, willing agent to whatever you want to do. God gives you that choice. But I want you to know today that choice that He has given you has been paid on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago, that you may know Jesus Christ and make Him known, and that you would know Him and share with others and know that you can miss a place called hell and make heaven your home. Listen, the question would be, will you respond in faith to His wonderful plan? Will you respond in faith to His wonderful plan? God is good all the time, whether you like it or not. God is good all the time. He's proven His love. We've just celebrated just a few weeks ago Easter. Proven His love on Calvary's cross, went through death, hell, and the grave, seated with the right hand of the Father, has victory. Therefore, with Him having victory, you and I have victory. We have victory. It's victory in Jesus. Stand with me across the building today.